Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mattress Advisory. Before we really get into things today, I just wanted to quickly remind you to check out the show notes for an exclusive discount on the Bear Original. Okay, so let's get comfy and unpack this Bear Original mattress warranty. It's one of those things, you know, we don't really think about until we need it, right? But knowing the ins and outs can really save you some hassle in the long run.
Absolutely. It's like insurance for your sleep. We're going to break it all down and give you the need-to-know info.
Awesome. So let's start with the basics. Who is this warranty actually for?
Well, the warranty is kind of like a contract between Bear and the person who buys the mattress. You can't transfer it. So if you sell the mattress or give it away, the warranty doesn't go with it.
Oh, so that sweet deal on a used Bear Original might not be so great if you run into problems.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's really important to keep your proof of purchase. It's like your ticket to warranty coverage.
Got it. Now, I know foundations are important for any mattress, but is there anything specific about them in the Bear Original warranty?
There is. The warranty specifically says you have to use a good foundation. And it's not just about comfort. It's about keeping the mattress in good shape. Like, imagine building a house on a shaky foundation. Not a good idea.
So using the wrong foundation could actually void the warranty. What are some things we should definitely not use?
A flimsy box spring is a big no-no. You need a firm and stable base so the mattress doesn't sag.
Makes sense. What about weight distribution, especially for people who are heavier?
That's super important. You really need that center support to prevent sagging and keep the weight even.
Okay, I'm picturing that wobbly mattress sinking into a weak base, and it's making me glad I have a good bed frame.
So we've talked about foundations. What about keeping the mattress clean? Does that have anything to do with the warranty?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The warranty says you got to keep the mattress clean and hygienic. It's not just about keeping things fresh. It's about preventing damage that could void the warranty. Think spills, stains, mold, all that can really mess up a mattress. Okay, that's making me reconsider eating in bed. So just basic hygiene, or are there specific cleaning methods that are a no-go?
There are some things you should avoid, like harsh chemicals. Those can damage the foam layers. And soaking the mattress is a bad idea because it can lead to mold.
Yikes. So no using a hairdryer to dry a spill, I'm guessing?
Definitely not. The heat can ruin the foam. So if you need to clean your Bear Original, just spot clean it with a mild solution and a soft cloth and let it air dry completely.
Got it. Gentle and patient. Now let's talk about wear and tear. Mattresses soften over time, right? Is that considered a defect under the warranty?
That's a good question, and it can be a bit tricky. Some softening and minor impressions are considered normal, as long as they're less than 1.5 inches. It's like breaking in a new pair of shoes.
So it's like the mattress is getting used to me adapting to how I sleep. That's kind of cool.
Exactly. But you have to distinguish between normal wear and tear and actual defects. Like, a big dip or sag that's more than 1.5 inches could be a problem that's covered under the warranty.
Okay, that makes sense. So wear and tear is normal, but major dips or sags could be a problem. What about damage caused by mishandling? Are there things we should avoid doing that could void the warranty?
Oh, for sure. Like, don't bend or fold the mattress too much. That can damage the structure.
So no more trying to stuff the mattress into my tiny car.
Right. And you should always use the mattress with proper support. Imagine standing on a flimsy plank all the time. It's going to break eventually.
Okay, I get it. No more Bear Original on the floor for slumber parties?
Nope. Not if you want to keep that warranty. And another thing, don't store your mattress in a damp basement or attic.
Dampness pests, bending all things to avoid. What about adjustable bases? Lots of people love those. Are there any warranty issues with using an adjustable base with the Bear Original?
Adjustable bases are getting really popular, and the good news is the Bear Original works with most of them. But you really got to double check the specs. Make sure the base is designed to work with all foam mattresses.
So I can't just plop the mattress on any adjustable base?
Not if you want it to perform well and last. You could end up with uneven support and wear and tear. And you might even void the warranty.
Okay, compatibility is key. I'm seeing a pattern here. Taking care of your Bear Original is all about the details. Now, before we move on, I want to talk about something you mentioned earlier, buying new versus used. Does buying a used Bear Original affect the warranty coverage?
That's a really important point. Remember, the warranty is only for the original buyer. So if you buy a used Bear Original, you're basically taking a chance with the warranty. It's like buying a used car without a warranty.
So if you want that peace of mind and the full warranty coverage, buying new is the way to go. Speaking of peace of mind, let's say something goes wrong and we need to file a warranty claim. What's that process like?
It's pretty easy. First, you contact Bear's claims department. Email is probably bestclaims@bearmattress.com and have your proof of purchase handy.
And photos, right. A picture's worth 1,000 words.
For sure. Clear photos will help Bear figure out your claim. Now, one thing to remember, you might have to pay to ship the mattress back to Bear for them to check it out, but if they approve your claim, they'll reimburse you for the shipping costs.
So there might be a cost up front, but at least Bear will cover it if the claim is valid. What happens if they approve the claim? Do they fix the mattress or?
If they decide the issue is covered under the warranty, they'll send you a brand new mattress for free, so you're protected if there's a real defect.
That's great. It sounds like Bear stands behind their product.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered the warranty, but let's zoom out for a minute. We said earlier that this episode is about more than just the warranty. It's about choosing a mattress that will last.
Exactly. The warranty is there to protect you, but you also have to take care of the mattress and make smart choices. It's like a partnership.
I like that. So beyond the warranty, what are some key things to consider when choosing a mattress that's built to last? Let's start with materials. Do certain materials hold up better over time?
Absolutely. The materials are a big part of how comfortable and durable the mattress is. Like, high-quality foams are known for being resilient. They bounce back to their original shape and don't sag as easily.
So it's worth looking into the types of foams used in a mattress. I know there are lots of different kinds.
Yeah, definitely. For example, memory foam is really good at contouring to your body. And latex foam is known for being responsive and breathable.
It's like choosing the right fabric for clothes.
Exactly. And besides the type of foam, the density is important too. Higher density foams tend to be more supportive and durable.
So it's about finding that balance between comfort and support. What about mattress construction? Does that affect how long it lasts?
Absolutely. Think about it like a house. A well-built house with a strong foundation and good materials is going to last longer. Same with mattresses.
Okay, so it's not just what's in the mattress, it's how it's put together.
Mm.
Can you give us some examples of different construction methods?
Sure. Let's start with inner spring mattresses, the ones with the coils. The thickness of the coils or the gauge makes a big difference. Thicker coils are usually more supportive and durable.
So it's not just about having coils, it's about how thick they are.
Right, and how they're connected. Like, individually pocketed coils move independently, so you don't feel your partner moving as much.
That's good for light sleepers. So inner spring mattresses have coils. What about all foam mattresses, like the Bear Original? How are they made and how does that affect durability?
All foam mattresses are made with layers of foam. Each layer has a specific purpose. The density and type of foam and how thick the mattress is all contribute to its support comfort and how long it lasts.
Like a layer cake.
Exactly. And just like with a cake, the quality of the ingredients and how it's made make all the difference.
Okay, so we've got inner spring mattresses with coils and all foam mattresses with layers. What about hybrid mattresses?
Hybrid mattresses are a combination of inner spring and all foam. They usually have a layer of coils on the bottom and then layers of foam on top.
So they have the support of coils and the comfort of foam.
Exactly.
It's amazing how much goes into making a mattress.
It really is. And while we're talking about things that affect how long a mattress lasts, we should mention sleeping position.
Oh yeah, I've heard that different sleeping positions can put different stress on a mattress.
That's right. Side sleepers need more pressure relief on their shoulders and hips. And back sleepers need more support in their lower back. Choosing a mattress that works for your sleeping position can help it last longer.
So you get to think about how it will feel over time, not just at first. What about things like firmness and temperature regulation?
Those are important too. If you're not comfortable, you're going to toss and turn, which puts more stress on the mattress.
Happy sleeper, happy mattress.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got materials, construction, sleeping position, comfort, and temperature regulation. Anything else?
Yes. Brand reputation and customer reviews.
Reviews can be helpful, but you have to be careful, right?
Definitely. Not all reviews are the same. Look for reviews from people who sleep like you and have a similar body type.
So use reviews as a tool, but don't let them make the decision for you.
Exactly.
Do your research and choose what's best for you. I think we've covered a lot today.
We have, and I think the takeaway is that choosing a mattress that lasts is about more than just the warranty. It's about knowing what you need, doing your research, and making smart choices.
Well said.
Yeah.
And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up.
But before we go, don't forget about that exclusive discount on the Bear Original. The link is in the show notes.
Yes, check it out. Sweet dreams, everyone.
Yeah, it's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. It's not going to work.
Right. Compatibility is key.
Yeah.
It seems like taking care of your Bear Original is all about being careful and making smart choices. Now, before we move on, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier, buying new versus used. Does buying a used Bear Original affect the warranty?
That's a great point. Remember, the warranty is only for the person who originally bought the mattress. So if you buy a used one, you're not going to have that warranty protection. It's kind of like buying a used car without a warranty. You might get lucky or you might end up paying for repairs.
So if you want that peace of mind and the full warranty, you got to buy new. Speaking of peace of mind, let's say something goes wrong and we need to file a warranty claim. What's that like?
It's actually pretty straightforward. You just need to contact Bear's claims department. Email is probably the easiest way at claims@bearmattress.com. And make sure you have your proof of purchase ready.
And photos, right? Like they say, a picture's worth 1,000 words.
Exactly. Clear photos will help Bear assess the issue. Now, one thing to keep in mind, you might have to pay for shipping the mattress back to Bear so they can inspect it. But if your claim is approved, they'll reimburse you for the shipping costs.
So there's a potential upfront cost, but at least you'll get that money back if the claim is valid. And what happens if the claim is approved? Do they repair the mattress or?
If Bear determines that the issue is covered under the warranty, they'll send you a brand new mattress free of charge.
That's awesome. Sounds like they really stand behind their product.
Okay,
so we've talked about the ins and outs of the warranty, but let's step back for a second. Remember we said this episode is about more than just the warranty. It's about understanding how to choose a mattress that's going to last.
You got it. The warranty is there for protection, but you also have to do your part in taking care of the mattress. It's a two-way street.
I like that analogy. So what are some key things to consider when choosing a mattress that's built to last? Aside from the warranty, let's start with materials. Do some materials hold up better than others over time?
Definitely. The materials used in a mattress play a huge role in its comfort and durability.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, high-quality foams are known for their resilience. They can bounce back to their original shape and resist sagging and indentations.
So it's worth taking a closer look at the types of foams used in a mattress. I know there are a lot of different options out there.
Absolutely. Don't be shy about getting a little nerdy with it. For example, memory foam is known for its contouring abilities. It conforms to your body and provides pressure relief. While latex foam is known for being responsive and breathable, understanding these differences can help you choose a mattress that suits your specific sleep needs.
It's like choosing the right fabric for a piece of clothing. You want something that feels good, looks good, and lasts a long time.
Precisely. And beyond the type of foam, the density of the foam also plays a significant role. Generally, higher density foams offer greater support and durability, whereas lower density foams tend to be softer and plusher.
So it's a balancing act between comfort and support, and that balance can be different for everyone.
What about the way a mattress is constructed? Does that impact its lifespan?
It definitely does. Imagine building a house. A well-constructed house with a solid foundation and quality materials will stand the test of time much better than a poorly built one. The same principle applies to mattresses. So it's not just about what's inside the mattress, it's also about how it's put together. Can you give us some examples of different construction methods and how they might affect a mattress's durability?
Of course. Let's start with the classic innerspring mattresses. These mattresses have a core made of steel coils. And the thickness of these coils, which is referred to as the gauge, plays a crucial role in durability. Thicker coils generally provide more support and tend to last longer, while thinner coils are more flexible and offer a softer feel.
So it's not just about having coils, it's also about their thickness and how they're arranged within the mattress.
Precisely. And the way those coils are connected also affects the mattress's feel and durability. For example, individually pocketed coils move independently of each other. This provides excellent motion isolation, meaning you're less likely to feel your partner moving around during the night.
That's a game changer for light sleepers. So we've talked about innerspring mattresses with their coils. But what about all foam mattresses like the Bear Original? How is their construction different?
All foam mattresses like the Bear Original are constructed using multiple layers of foam, and each of these layers serves a specific purpose. The density and type of foam used in each layer, along with the overall thickness of the mattress, contribute to its support, comfort, and longevity.
It's like a carefully crafted layer cake, where each layer adds a unique flavor and texture to the overall experience.
Exactly. And just like with the delicious cake, the quality of the ingredients and the skill of the baker make all the difference.
Okay, so we've covered innerspring mattresses with their coils and all foam mattresses with their layers. What about hybrid mattresses? I've been hearing that term a lot lately.
Hybrid mattresses, as the name implies, combine elements of both innerspring and all foam construction. They typically feature a base layer of coils topped with layers of foam for added comfort and contouring.
So it's like getting the best of both worlds. The support and bounce of coils with the pressure relief and body hugging feel of foam.
Precisely. Hybrid mattresses offer a versatile sleep experience that can cater to a wide range of preferences. And in terms of durability, they can benefit from the strengths of both construction methods.
It's amazing how much thought and engineering go into creating a mattress that's comfortable, supportive, and built to last.
It's a fascinating process. And speaking of factors that impact mattress longevity, we can't overlook the importance of sleeping position.
Yes. I've heard that different sleeping positions can put different kinds of stress on a mattress.
That's right. For instance, side sleepers typically need more pressure relief around their shoulders and hips, while back sleepers need more support in their lumbar region. Choosing a mattress that's well-suited to your dominant sleeping position can help to ensure even wear and tear and ultimately extend the lifespan of your mattress.
So it's not just about how comfortable the mattress feels initially. It's also about how it will perform over time based on your sleeping habits. What about personal preferences like firmness and temperature regulation? Do those things factor into the durability equation?
Absolutely. If you're constantly tossing and turning because you're too hot or the mattress is too firm or too soft for your liking, you're putting unnecessary stress on the mattress and potentially accelerating the wear and tear process.
So a happy sleeper equals a happy mattress.
Exactly. A comfortable sleep environment is crucial for both your well-being and the longevity of your mattress.
Okay, so we've covered materials, construction, sleeping position, comfort, and temperature regulation. Anything else we should keep in mind when shopping for a mattress?
One more crucial factor to consider is brand reputation and customer reviews.
Yes, the wisdom of the crowd. Reviews can be incredibly helpful, but it's also important to take them with a grain of salt.
Right, absolutely. Not all reviews are created equal. It's helpful to look for reviews from people who share similar sleep preferences and body types as you. Pay attention to the overall sentiment expressed in the reviews and look for patterns in the feedback.
So use reviews as a valuable source of information, but don't base your entire decision solely on them.
Exactly. It's all about doing your research, being an informed consumer, and ultimately choosing a mattress that aligns with your individual needs and preferences.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today, from the specifics of the bare original warranty to the broader factors that can influence the lifespan of a mattress. We've given our listeners a lot to think about.
We definitely have. And I think the main takeaway here is that choosing a mattress that's built to last goes beyond just finding a good deal or focusing solely on the warranty. It's about understanding your sleep needs, doing your homework, and making informed decisions that will support your sleep for years to come. It really is. And it's funny, we spend so much time researching a new phone or TV, but when it comes to mattresses, which we spend a third of our lives on, we don't put in nearly as much effort.
It's so true. We don't always realize how much sleep affects our overall well-being, but picking the right mattress is just the first step. There's a whole world of sleep hygiene practices that can really improve our sleep.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'd love to hear about them. What are some of those sleep hygiene secrets that can help us get those deep, restful nights?
Well, first and foremost, consistency is key. Our bodies love routine, and that includes our sleep schedule. Try to go to bed and wake up around the same time every day, even on weekends. It'll help regulate your body's natural sleep rhythm.
So no more late Friday nights and sleeping until noon on Saturday.
I know it's tempting, but consistency is really important. It helps your internal clock stay in sync with the natural day-night cycle, making it easier to fall asleep and wake up feeling refreshed.
Got it. Consistency is on the list. What else can we do to create a good sleep environment?
Think of it like setting the stage for a great performance. A relaxing bedtime routine is crucial. Dim the lights, take a warm bath, read a book, anything that helps you wind down.
It's like a buffer zone between the day and sleep. No more scrolling on my phone in bed.
Exactly. That blue light from your phone can mess with your melatonin production. Speaking of melatonin, darkness is its best friend. Make sure your bedroom is as dark as possible. Blackout curtains or an eye mask can really help.
Okay, darkness check. What about noise? I'm a super light sleeper, and even the smallest sound can wake me up.
Noise can be a real problem for a lot of people. If you live in a noisy area, earplugs can be a lifesaver. You could also try a white noise machine or a fan to create some soothing background noise.
Noise is covered. Anything else we should pay attention to in our sleep sanctuary?
Temperature is important, too. Most people sleep best in a cool room around 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Not too hot, not too cold.
I definitely sleep better when it's cool. We've talked a lot about the external environment, but what about internal factors? Like diet and exercise, I know those can affect sleep.
Oh, definitely. What you eat and how much you move can have a big impact on your sleep quality. For example, caffeine and alcohol, especially close to bedtime, can disrupt your sleep.
So no coffee after dinner or that late night glass of wine?
It's best to avoid those if you want a good night's sleep. On the other hand, regular exercise can help you sleep more deeply. But don't work out too close to bedtime because it might make it harder to fall asleep.
So stay active, but give your body time to wind down before bed. And of course, we can't forget about stress.
Stress is the ultimate sleep killer. It keeps your mind racing, making it impossible to relax and drift off. Try incorporating some stress-reducing techniques into your day, like meditation or deep breathing exercises.
It's all about finding healthy ways to cope with stress so it doesn't affect our sleep.
Exactly. And if you're still struggling to sleep, even after trying all these things, it's important to talk to your doctor. There might be an underlying sleep disorder that needs attention.
That's a good point. Sometimes we need a little help from the professionals.
Absolutely. Sleep isn't a luxury. It's a necessity. It's just as important as eating, drinking water, and breathing.
Well said. So as we wrap up this episode, I think the main takeaway is that creating a sleep sanctuary goes beyond just buying a new mattress. It's about a holistic approach, taking care of your sleep environment, your daily habits, and managing your stress levels.
Absolutely. And of course, don't forget about that amazing discount on the Bear Original. It's a fantastic mattress that can help you on your journey to better sleep.
Yes. Check out the link in the show notes. Sweet dreams, everyone.